Why don't we start with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We know that this is something that we do every Sunday, but we want to come to you this morning. We want to engage you because, Lord, you are always present and you always want to talk to us and be with us and be near us. One of the ways really is through your word. And we thank you for your word. And we want to, we always want to approach you through knowing that through your son, Jesus Christ, that we have this opportunity, this great, this great opportunity to approach your throne with ease and with boldness, not because of what we've done, but because of what your son has allowed us to. So may we take this time to dive into your word, to love your word, and to be close to you. Because that's where our heart is. And many times we may not know how to communicate it. We may not know what to say. Lord, you know our hearts and you see our hearts. And that's the most important. May our hearts be connected to you this morning. And we thank you for this time. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay. How can you be friends with God? If you know what I was just sharing earlier, maybe you already know. You're a friend of God. And you walk with God as if he's your buddy. Maybe you're in that state, or maybe not. That's okay. But if you ever ask this question of yourself, like, how can I be God's friend? Hopefully, you know, we can see from Enoch. You guys know who Enoch is? What happened to Enoch?
He was no more.
He was no more. What happened to Enoch? If he had, what, you know, His story is just like this much, right? But it's powerful. People always talk about Enoch. That's Enoch over there, by the way, wearing snow boots. All right. So no, that's not obviously. I'm just making a joke. So how can you be friends with God? Let's kind of go into it. So this is one of the verses, right? Enoch, in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. So that's it. Enoch walk with God. And why would this verse stand out? If you guys read Genesis chapter 5, you'll see that there's a slew of a list of so-and-so, Abraham, coming from Adam all the way down here, just a list of genealogy. And then all of a sudden, there's Enoch. And why did Enoch stand out?
He's the first one mentioned. Walk with God.
Okay. Yeah, everybody.
Well, in that genealogy.
Just said, so and so lived so many hundreds of years, right? Nothing bad, nothing good. They just said that's how long they lived. But Enoch, all of a sudden, you see that the scripture says Enoch walked with God. So that's when you see something that really stands out from a list of just bland text. You got to hone in and say, well, why did God mention Enoch and say, Enoch walked with God? That's something pretty important for us to look at. Okay, I'm going to open this up. Okay. Enoch halacht. Okay. Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. And I love this Because it says halak is the same word for flowing. Flow like water, you know. I like it because, you know, Bruce Lee, he's always, hey, be like water, right? I always like that. I know it's nothing spiritual, but there's a point to that. When he says be like water, right? There's a reason to him saying that, meaning, you know, he's flowing in his whole kung fu, the way he does his kung fu, right? But halak says to walk. It's the same word to go as water, to be intimate, to flow. So you look at Ecclesiastes 1:7 and Ezekiel 31:4. It's the same word. And it's talking about rivers and streams, right? All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. The place where the streams flow, there they flow again. We're not trying to understand this text here. We're just seeing, I'm just trying to show you that it's this halak word is connected to streams, to rivers. The water nourished, the deep made it grow tall, making its rivers flow around the place of its planting, sending forth its streams to all the trees of the field. So when you're trying to understand this passage, Enoch walked with God. It's he's, you know, scripture saying Enoch flowed with God. Enoch flowed with God. How does that change your understanding when you think that he kind of flowed with God? How does streams flow? Somebody describe it to me. How does rivers flow? Anything that comes to mind? What do people mean when they say, "Yay, you're in the flow, Johnny, you're in the flow"? Do people say that? I don't know. I say that. Isn't a flow? Oh, he's flowing. Oh, what does that? What picture? What activity conjures up in your mind? Isn't a flow?
You like the lazy river.
The lazy river. What's a lazy river?
Like there's some water parks. It's like a giant like ring of water that just flows. So you just kind of sit there.
You sit in.
You get like a tube or, you know.
Oh, you two know. You guys hang out there. Is that what it is? Okay. Okay. You just sit there and
yeah,
just flow.
Like the water will move you, and you just don't do anything.
Oh, okay. You're sitting in a ring, and you just go wherever the water takes you. You're just flowing, right? Yeah, that's a nice feeling. Okay. Yeah, have you guys flown? I mean, you know, not flown. Have you guys been in a lake or river? Kind of just flowing?
I think of this this text that one of the dads from Corbin's team, you know,
yeah,
he was pitching in a game, and he says, oh, he was in the flow today.
Oh, he's in flow today. What does that mean?
I think it's, you know what, you know, like the waters, like the rivers, you know, they're at a kind of a natural state. Now, they're not trying too hard.
They're not trying too hard.
Right? They're just kind of in a natural state, right? So I think when people in sports talk about, you know, I'm in the flow, I'm in the zone, right? Or you're locked in, it's you're not putting that extra effort, you know, you're kind of in that place where it's like coming out naturally.
Naturally, okay. So
and you work around, you know, obstacles, obstructions. And I think of like the streams or rivers, they can, you know, the river can flow around the place of trees planted. It can just move around it.
They're not fighting the trees and the rocks. They're not trying to knock down the trees or the rocks. They kind of flow around it. And they're not putting effort. So you don't put effort in walking with God or being with God?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
yeah. That's giving an example.
Do you not, does CJ not put effort into practicing throwing?
Yeah, he does.
He does. But how's he in the flow when you're not putting effort?
I don't know.
How's that work?
I
think of fresh for some reason.
A fresh?
Fresh, just
oh, fresh.
Like it's not stale, it's fresh, it's,
oh, okay.
It's alive, it's, you know, it's movement, right?
It's movement, yeah.
There's not a little moss like just gathering, you know, it's fresh water.
Yeah, it's not catching moss like the stone, right? It's like sitting on
yeah.
moss, it's
fresh
flowing. So yeah,
it's steady.
Yeah, steady. Steady, it's flowing. I heard somebody say that the river, you know, the rocks that's embedded in the river never touches the same water twice. You know, they said it better, but it's true. They never touch the same rocks twice. I mean, same water twice, right? The water is always fresh. It's always coming.
As it splashes against the rock.
But you know the water is flowing. Good. Anyone else? What do you think of when things are flowing? Alvin knows when you're flowing.
I see the amazing water movements that even with a sharp rocks you get very smooth.
Oh.
And tree around the riverbed will get all forest and very greenery.
Mm.
And it's not a dead water.
Not dead
water.
It has
a lot of action.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's steady too. It doesn't have to be like huge waves either, right? But it's steady, it's flowing, it's fresh. Anything else?
Yeah, I think the sound, you know, when you say study, I think I also hear sound, like it's the same flow, right? Like
okay.
You hear that expected, there's that,
okay.
Maybe that same pattern.
Same pattern, the soothing pattern.
You hear it, yeah. That's
what
people like to hear water flowing.
Yeah, these soundscapes that you have.
That soundscape.
Right, it's called soundscapes, right?
Water,
yeah. So, oh, I want. Garden of Eternity, you know, you click on that and you hear these rivers flowing. So it's all like, it's a very nice, soothing, and nothing's old, it's fresh. So that's the picture that I get. And I think that's a picture that that God is trying to paint. That this is kind of the life that Enoch was lived with God, walked with God. And, you know, it's funny that he flowed or he walked with God after he fathered Methuselah. Can't speak too much into that, but the Bible says after he had kids, right? And I kind of, I don't know, I'm learning that, you know, for me, not that you can't flow with God until after you have kids, but it's just funny that the scripture mentioned that. And we're not going to go deep into this, but in some commentaries they say Methuselah, well, his name does mean that when he is dead, it shall come. And when theologians match up the timing, when Methuselah died, that's when the flood came. That's when the flood, that's when Noah's story begins. So somehow, Enoch was able to prophesy. After he had Methuselah, he heard from God. He heard something from God. And we'll see later that Hebrew says Enoch was a prophet. God spoke to him. He heard from God. Well, naturally, right? Because he walked with God. He heard from God. And he was friends with God. Right, Jude 14. I'll just go. Enoch was a prophet, even from his vantage point long ago. He could see the second coming of Jesus. Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly. So even, wow, in the very beginning, Enoch was getting these downloads from God. And he probably didn't know what that meant, but all he knew was that, okay, he was walking with God, he was being refreshed, he was getting new things from God, and and God was talking to him. I'm sure he was talking to God. And knowing, just looking at this verse and seeing the word flow, can someone describe the nuances of walking with a close friend or companion? What does that look like?
So did we talk this week? Because this
we
is like,
this, no,
this is in my, this,
this
is in, you know, this is like a concept of my, of my sermon.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
But I literally took the Enoch verse out because.
Oh, you did.
You know, the Lord started leading me in another direction, but this is.
No, this was done weeks ago.
Did we talk?
We did not. We did not talk. What's it like walking with? Don't tell me that textbook answers. That's why I use the word nuance.
Mm.
I'm very intentional when I try to use some words.
Yes.
I use nuances because, friend, we're happy together. Yeah. No. If you walk with a close friend, you know the nuances of walking with a close friend or companion.
What's the good and the bad?
What do you mean the good
as
and
you
bad?
Walk, as you walk with a friend, like you go through.
Oh, yes.
Are you talking about figuratively walking or like literally walking? Because walking sometimes is just like living.
Oh,
right?
No.
You're
also walking.
You're talking about physically
walking. How does that, yeah, how do you walk? Physically walk with a close friend.
It's also been a bad.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Yeah. How do you walk? Have you ever thought of that? How do you walk with a close friend? There's actually a lot of science to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you walk with a close friend? I was like, I see the eyebrow. Do you have a question? No?
My first thought is actually you might walk a little slower with a close friend.
You might walk a little slower. Why?
Just to talk more.
Just
hang
to talk
for, like,
more.
Spend time more. Like, you're not in a rush to, like,
yeah.
Get them, you know,
like. Okay. Sometimes you are, huh?
Sometimes you are. Sometimes you're like.
Sometimes,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
In a good time, during good times, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ideally, you're walking a little slower because you want to talk to them.
Well, one of the things that I was going to bring up, even, you know, that was on my heart about walking with the Lord is. You know, it's interesting that it says that Enoch walked with God. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that terminology in scripture of like walking with God. But it specifically doesn't say running with God. You know, I mean, there's like run the race, but this is not like running with God. Running, I think, entails like not much dialogue, right? There's not much talking. You don't enjoy the company as much. I mean, you might in a competitive way. Running, you get tired quickly. And it's also not like sitting with God. It's there's actually movement. So I like what Daniel said because I think there's a pace to it, right? Like walking with God, there's a pace, and it's not too fast, it's not too slow. You know, there's a pace. I think Daniel used the word enjoyment. So you're kind of enjoying the time. You know, you're enjoying your walk with a close friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's dialogue. He mentioned dialogue.
Dialogue.
You're talking.
Because you want to talk.
Right.
Yeah.
There's talking. There's listening.
Yeah.
There's communication.
I think sometimes also, like running, like your example, like running, there's a goal. You usually want to get somewhere. Walking. Doesn't always have to have a goal. With a friend, right? Like,
yeah.
Like you want to just go somewhere just
because.
Just,
it doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah.
No agenda.
Right.
Yeah, no agenda.
Friends might say, like, where are we going now? Let's just walk or whatever,
Yeah.
That was like our first walk in America.
Our first walk. It sounds weird.
Yeah, man.
you know,
the corner.
Yeah, those are the nuances. Nuances with a friend is that, you know, how I know about walking with a close friend is that there's no agenda. I think I didn't think about that word because I know when someone has an agenda. That doesn't feel very friendly to me. You know what I mean? So So with my, with my close friends, there's really an agenda. Unless we say, hey, we gotta meet to talk about this, which happens. But close friends, rarely there's an agenda. We're just walking. Is that so with God? Does he have an agenda? I gotta talk to, you know, does he have an agenda? And I just thought of that. It's, when I'm walking with God, when you're walking with God, does God have an agenda with you? He's trying to fix you? Are you trying to tell God something? Do something for me? Is it an agenda? No, that's a nuance of walking with God. Or walking with a friend. No agenda.
When you said that you walk with your friends, it both has to have the same agenda. If there's agenda, it's saying like no goal, but just talking.
Oh,
slowly.
Same
walking.
Agenda. I see.
Because
yeah.
It happened to me one time that I was over in Florida at work.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, we just walked in the beach and with my coworker, I go, oh, let's walk. And I had no idea her plan on walking is power walk.
Okay, I see.
And I was having a hard time to catch her.
Yeah.
But she kept talking as she was walking really, I was like trying to catch my breath.
Uh-huh.
And
that's so true.
So I would say our mind is completely different. So she called that as walking.
Mm.
For me, it's not walking.
It's not walking, yeah.
And to me, I was having a hard time to talk to her because I'm trying to catch my breath.
Sure, yeah.
But for her, it's no issue. And I think both has to have the same mindset that that when you're walking and how fast, how slow, and both has to compromise.
Yeah, well, that's good, Mabel. That's good. Walking with someone where you can physically and mentally be in the same place, spiritually too, right?
Yeah.
Somehow that everything's kind of integrated together and you're not striving and you're just kind of, because if one is much faster, then that's okay, and the faster is not wrong, slower is not wrong either. It's just that it's like you're not gonna talk because you're trying to catch up. She's like in peace, right? So. But she's not going to actually receive whatever you have to offer because you're not even able to, right? So yeah, it requires a sinking of sorts together, a pace.
I think of the word
yeah.
pace a lot,
yeah.
you know, in terms of walking. It there's a, you know, if you're walking with someone who's close, you know, in the beginning it may be like that.
Yeah.
But then if you care for each other's enjoyment of the walk together, you know, you kind of learn the right pace, right? Like one will slow down, one will speed up. It just kind of get into that. So you're not walking overall too fast or too slow. You're in sync.
You're in sync.
You're in pace, at the right pace.
I think this is what you were talking about, Mabel. You're in alignment with each other, right? You're kind of sharing secrets. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they are agreed? There's an agreement of sorts, right? You're pacing, you're synchronized. You know, I think I asked this earlier, you know, the kind of life that Enoch lived in relation to God. What's that like? What do you think that's like? The Bible doesn't tell us, but can we try to guess? What kind of life did Enoch live that God would say, he walked with me? He walked with me.
I think he has a life with no worries.
Is that possible?
It's a happy, joyful life.
Happy, joyful life? I mean, he had a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of problems, a lot of evil in that land during that time too. Which is why the flood came eventually, right? Why is he happy?
No worry.
Why is he, why does he have worries?
God will take care of it.
Well, we don't take care of us now. I have worries. What do I need to do to not worry?
Believing is a very easy word and it's easy action. But as a human, it's a very difficult task.
Yeah, you know, I see you guys thinking. Because this is what we all want, don't we? We want to walk with God. We want to flow with God. Otherwise, why are we talking about God? Why do we gather? You know, we want to flow with God as a group, but individually, in your own lives, from Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, you want to be here. I want to be here. I want to flow with God. That's our desire, to walk with God. And I think the Spirit is going to, is already, but will teach us how. And the walk is very intimate too. You know, it's very different between you and God. But there are some similarities to what we're talking about here. There's not a lot of striving, no agenda, right? You're in alignment with each other. Most likely you gotta be aligned with God, agree with God. You know, to walk, when I was studying this, someone says to walk is to share secrets with each other. That's what friends do. And that's what Enoch, I imagine Enoch and God did. God shares secrets with him. I'm going to tell you, Christ is going to come. I'm going to provide a savior for you and for this world. And Enoch's like, what? No way. Who is this guy? When? That's, you wait. And then Enoch shared secrets with God too. I don't know what kind of secrets, but God knew. And God shared, that's kind of wonderful. You kind of think that, is that possible? But it is, right? Enoch was just a man. He was no one special. Other than the Genesis verse, we have Hebrews 11, 5 to 6, talking about Enoch. It says, by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. See, taken is repeated, repeated, repeated. That means we need to look at what taken means. Taken means transported. Yes. Star Trek, Star Wars, that kind of stuff. He was literally transported, translated. Another word that the commentaries use. Translated. He was just boom, from one place to another dimension. He was just gone. He was just not. And he didn't see death. Now, before he was transported, he was commended as having pleased God. That's another clue as to why Enoch walked with God. And he was friends with God. He pleased God. And how did he please God? the author of Hebrews tells us, without faith, it's impossible to please him, God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. That's, if you're looking for the answer, I think the answer is right here, right? That's the secret of being friends with God and pleasing God. And God's sharing secrets with you. Translate and remove changes. Anyways, Enoch was a type of Christ because Jesus, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Enoch was just an example, foreshadowing who Jesus was going to be. Jesus completely pleased the Father because he was sinless. But there is something that God, our Father, is looking for with all of us, is that he wants to walk with us, and he wants us to walk with him. And how do we do it? How do we do it? How do you walk with God? Like Enoch did. I can't guarantee that. Nobody can guarantee that you'll be transported. But how do you walk with God? Like Enoch did.
I think we go to the text, you know, verse 6, you know, it's talking about whoever is willing and desires to draw near to God. It's the type of person who, you know, and further says that he's seeking God, you know. So I think there's a component of that, you know. I wouldn't consider myself like a good friend to people, you know. I'm not that type, you know. I know like good friend type people, but good friends, you know, reach out to each other, you know. You kind of know when someone, you know. That's why I don't consider myself like that type of a good friend. I'm not always reaching out, but I just know the type of people who do, you know, who reach out, who seek you out. I think there's a component, there's an element of that God is trying to teach us, that he loves and there's a reward for those who like long to draw near to God. Right? People who are always reaching out to God, wanting to share secrets, wanting to be in alignment with each other, you know. And for those who are always seeking out God, always drawing near to God, always wanting to be with God, having that closeness with God, it's interesting that Hebrews uses the word reward, because it's the same word that Jesus says when he says, and when you pray, like when you want to talk to me, like go to your room and close the door in secret. And it doesn't necessarily mean go to the room, right? Go into a room. But just talk to me in secret. Because Jesus says, for those who seek me in secret, I will reward. It's the same word. Like there's a reward. There's something special for those who love to get alone with God, who love to just be with God, seek out God, and draw near to God. So I think that reward, you know, you underlined it. I think these are all tied together. Those, there's plenty of people who are saved, but then those who draw near to God, I think he loves. I think that's what God loves, to be in the presence of, to people who like run to be in the presence of, you know? So I remember when I used to come home from work, when Bethany was young, like her first thing was to run, you know, she'll drop whatever she's doing to run to get into my arms. You know, I remember that, you know, I come back from a business trip and faster than my wife, you know, Bethany would run over and just, daddy, and just wants to, you know, she'll drop whatever she's doing to hang on to me and then be in my presence. And I'm like, I have a reward for you. I don't have a reward, but I think there's that element, you know, and I wonder how many times do we run to God and love to be in God's presence? We're seeking to be with him in the secret place, a secret walk, a private time in the car, a private time in our room, a private time to go take a walk with God. And I love that he loves it so much that he gives a special reward for that type of desire, you know.
Yeah, and that reward is very specific. It doesn't say what kind of rewards these are. And I'm telling you, this is not talking about salvation either. Not just salvation. That's why these rewards are, you don't know until you go to him. It's a reward that's very specific to each and every one of us. Right? Only we would know, well, that's a reward. You know, it may not be a reward for others, but to you, that's a reward. That's a cookie. Right? Other people don't care for it, but man, you've been asking for that cookie for a long time. That's the reward, but that's how, I mean, it sounds funny and it sounds so silly and so simple, but I believe that's how Enoch walked with God. It wasn't this grandiose story that he had. And back to what Mabel said, I think he had some worries, but yet overall, I think it was just that, I think Enoch just continued to go to God. He just, no matter what, he just went to God. He just went to God, right? And God loved that. That's my boy, right? That's what I imagine. I mean, we have to break down these type of verses and then break it down to our real life, right? Like, God's saying, like, that's, I love that. That's my boy.
And maybe he loved it so much, I was thinking. He loved it so much. Like, you're so close.
Can you believe?
We're just one step away. Just, you know, I'm going to let you skip that. And I'm just going to bring you here because we're tight like that.
Can you believe God doing that, though? That's crazy. That's just like...
I think the other way to ask that is, can you believe that someone can draw that close to God on earth? Like someone who just loves to be in the presence of God, who loves to draw near to God. That's why I keep thinking about the other passage that Jesus says. It's like, you know, he says, those who come to me that way will be rewarded by my Father.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sense that God loves those, not extra, right? But there's something about God saying, you get it. Like you get what it's about and how sweet it is to be near to me.
I don't know if you noticed, but nowhere does it say that Enoch
produced a son.
Right. He didn't rack up his resume. In fact, it's not even here. It says faith. Just faith. So when I was thinking about this, instead of saying it, I was just like, you know, I was
I was walking around, right? So I was walking around in my living room. I was just like this. And I was like, you know, looking at this verse. I'm just walking, I'm walking, because Enoch walked with God. I'm walking, walking, walking. And then I said, how did Enoch get so close to God? How did he please God? Because the things I do, I don't please God. Blah, 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 blah. And then when I thought about this, and I'm walking, walking, I'm like, you know what Enoch did? I think what he did was just, all my life, I'm struggling with this. This is not going well. I have this problem. Yeah, this is pretty good. I did this pretty good. I went to church, and I did this, but whatever I'm going through, I just believe you. And that's all he said every day. I just believe you. Yeah, things don't look good right now. I don't know even how to do this. I don't think I can ever get to a place where I want to go because I'm an idealist. I want to be here. I don't think, but I just believe you. I just believe you. I just believe you. I think that's what he said because that's how he pleased God. I just believe you. I believe you exist, even from the simple basics of a Christian. I believe you're God. I believe you exist. And I believe you. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just believe you. And that was it. And there are times where you get to a point where like, oh, you're trying to figure things out. And you just can't, especially as a believer. And I think Enoch went through that as well. But I think he was just like, I just believe you. That's it. And God loved that. That's it. Can you imagine that? You didn't do anything. He said, I just believe you. And it pleased God. God was happy. And he'll reward you, whatever that reward may be. Comes in all shapes and sizes and different forms and different times. And that's how he became God's friend. And that's how he walked with God. So that's probably, that's how I would describe life in friendship with God looks like.
Can you give us an example of, sorry to put you on the spot, but how has God rewarded you?
That's good. Many things, but
I know you said there's so many different facets and
sure,
it's very specific to each one of us and it's different. I just want to, hey, let's bring it down to real life.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. God, this is a reward I never asked for. And I didn't want the reward. But he's rewarded me through, even in the past 5 years. One of the rewards, I didn't even know it was a reward. It's not a reward I would ever pray for. But it was a reward of enjoying a down shifted pace. Because everything, and I'll explain that, everything I prayed for is I want more. I want to excel. I want to accelerate. It would be better because God is good and he's going to help me and strengthen me. That's what I pray for. I don't know what you guys pray for. Well, I always pray for the strength, but one of the rewards I found in secret was like, oh, you are under my wing when you are not able to run in strides. How does it feel to be under my wing? At first, not very good. I'd rather fly on my own. But then he says, how's it feel to be under my wing? That's a reward that nobody, I think,
that's a reward that I would never be able to know until I received it. I'm like, ah, that's a reward. That's a reward. Of course, there's many other rewards, but that's definitely a reward. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Anyone else? Did you guys want to share something? Or your thoughts about if you ever thought about this, how can you be friends with God? Does that give you a better? Hopefully you can be friends with God, help you engage with God.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about recognizing that something is a reward. You know, for you to come to the conclusion that what the reward was actually the opposite of what you're asking, but in walking with God, you recognize that was exactly what you needed.
Oh,
and
yes.
In that walking with God, you saw that as the reward. So I think there's like so many layers to realizing the reward. And when you finally realize it, that reward is just so grand, right?
Yeah, and that's in this process, right?
It's in the
you
process.
You won't get to here, you won't even know that's a reward unless you're sharing secrets with God, because that's a secret he shares with you. Because it's almost God whispering to me, and this is exactly how I feel. I don't know if you guys ever felt it. It's God whispering you, see? That's my little nugget for you, not for anyone else. Because not everyone else is the same place where you are, but it's for you. And when you hear that from God, you're a friend of God. Because God dropped that little one. That little manna. Okay. I know that would sound bad. That's okay. He dropped that little nugget. He gave that manna just for you. And you're like, God's my friend. That's how you know he's my friend, because he gave you that manna just for you. And he not just gave it to you, but he told you why he gave it to you at this time. Like, oh, I see. Well, that's what it means to be friends with God. Yeah.
Every time, I'll just share something like, holy, probably not related to this, but and only I bring this up only because I heard the birds chirp,
mm-hmm.
right? And where I live, every morning, you know, the birds chirp, and I love it, right? It's so peaceful to me,
mm-hmm.
right? And God knows how much I struggle with. Man, I don't have enough, right? I don't earn enough income. I don't have a big enough house, or I don't have enough this, I don't have enough that. Every time that I hear the birds chirping, I always go back to that verse, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, the one in Matthew 6, right? Where it says, the birds don't reap and sow, but yet I provide these things for you. So just a personal sharing to everyone, I think, you know, that's, I don't know, probably a silly way to say that, you know, God is reminding me every morning that, you know what, I got you.
I
have you taken care of, because he knows that I have that worry, or I have that struggle. So every time I hear a bird chirp, the verse I go to is Matthew 6, 30 something, right? Yeah. I got you. You know, there's, you know, even though I feel like I don't have enough, right? Or I worry about, am I going to have enough savings later, right? But I think that is God's subtle way to remind me. Like, God put me in that home, in that area where there's birds, right?
and our neighbor has like a bird feeder, so you know, so it's like
all birds everywhere.
So it's like everywhere around me. It's like, you know, but see, like in my flesh, I keep, you know, we're human, right? Like, oh man, I still don't have enough, and then oh, the birds chirp in on me. That's God reminding me.
Yeah.
You know, they don't reap or sow. They don't do all these things. They don't worry. But yet, I provide it. And
yeah.
How much more are you of value?
Yeah.
Thank you. Third reminder.
What's that? Is that a bird? Yeah. Yeah, that's literally a bird. Okay. So.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, you know, even though we're not taken up to heaven, right? I think when we exercise our faith and we believe, our minds are taken up. Our minds are transported to the truth of the kingdom of God. And that in itself is the miracle, too. That we're able to live in the kingdom of God, in the upside down kingdom here, while we're still on earth. That's the miracle that really Enoch experienced. Except God just took it. But what he experienced in his life was living in heaven while he was on earth, because his mind was there. That's where he's talking to God. I believe you. I believe all these great things that you told me. You told me about the future. I don't even see it, but I believe you. So he's living in that upside down kingdom. So when you're able to live in the kingdom, God, and that Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God, right? And his righteousness. If you're able to live in heaven while you're on earth, in your mind, that's the miracle. It can happen. And I suspect that's what people say when they say, hey, live by the Spirit. I suspect that's what's happening. And if you can continue to live in that bird paradise, right, you'll continue to be reminded and then stave off the worrying. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this warning, as we're reminded of your friend Enoch, and then that you desire to walk with us. You desire for us to walk with you the same way, and we're able to, especially. Being saved through the blood of Jesus. We're able to walk closely with you. And we take the opportunity and take every moment of our lives to always reach out to you. I mean, I understand how everything is, our circumstances, why everything is going on, and what is going on. Everything that is pushing us away from you. May your Spirit give us the endurance and the power to go to that secret place in our own time and to in search of you, to be near you, to believe in you, to exercise our faith in the things that you can provide and the promises that you've given us. And we continue to live in that. That heavenly realm in our spirit, though we are on earth, because our final home and our final destination is with you. And Lord, you've called us to just walk with you. Lord, and when we stay close to you, there's no striving, the pace is just right. And you begin to reward us, speak to us. And thank you. We lift the rest of the day into your hands in the worship service. You empower Pastor Alex, the sermon, the words he's about to speak, and use him mightily in our congregation. And may we pray. Amen.